Goodall, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Senator. At our last meeting, I indicated that whatever the committee wished to do with that amendment was fine with me. A meeting took place yesterday between Representative Clarkson and Senator Halford, and the result of that meeting was, to the best of my knowledge, he intends to ask that his amendment be withdrawn and that you move the original bill. His staff is here and I think could speak to that if you would like. At least I believe he is a staff person here.
Gloria?
Well, if you'd like to, Mr. Chairman, do you want me to leave the table for a minute?
Take care of it. Please go for it.
I was not at the meeting, but he has withdrawn the amendment.
And subsequently, the only substitute that was prepared.
Yes, sir. And he, what his statement to me was, and I, if you'd like, I'll take the liberty of trying to paraphrase for him, was that he had spoken with the folks who had originally requested the amendment, and then he spoke with Representative Clarkson, and it was mutually agreed that because of the nature of the bill, et cetera, they just wanted to see it move as is, and I thanked them, and that was about the end of it. We did also discuss the fact that next year, if we're all in a position to do so, we would take a look at the block of statutes and see possibly the section that he wanted, I believe, might be appropriate as a Class A felony, and that was the subject, whether it should be Class A or unclassified and so on. The language pretty well worked out among us, but as I say, they talked about it and decided that it should wait.
Okay. Does this bill have a further referral, Mr. Dole?
No, sir, just to the rules.
Just rules. Are there any questions by members of the committee with regard to this bill? We spent time on the
question.
Senator Kelly.
My understanding is that it's already illegal, you know, it's got to be some form of rape for somebody 18 years of age or older to sexual penetrate 13, 14, and 15 years of age, right?
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Halford's amendment, which if I could copy of the CS, I would distinguish between
our original.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. For your reference, Senator, it is illegal. It's a Class B felony. It was the Senator's intent to raise it to an unclassified felony, and he's asked that that be deferred until next year. I believe you now have the original bill in front of you, which begins basically as Section 3, and all the bill does is close a loophole in existing law, which suggests that a person must believe that an offender is responsible for the child's welfare in order to be required to make a report. This would allow the requirement to include sexual abuse or other abuse of a minor where the assailant is either unknown or known to be someone other than a person responsible for the child's welfare. Under those circumstances, the report would be made to the police rather than the Department of Health and Social Services. And if there were some error in the recipient of the report, that is, if the person reports to the wrong agency, the agency would direct them to the proper person or take care of that themselves. It's got a zero fiscal note, and I would defer to, we've got quite a group of interested agency people here, if you'd like analysis of the need or the impact.
Are there any further questions from members of the committee? It is the intent of the chair, who is satisfied with the present condition of the bill, to put it in our bill ready file. And move on and try and then deal with those Senate bills. I'd like to move as quickly on those House bills, put them in the file so they'll be ready to go, and then deal with those House bills. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify on this bill? If not, we will put House Bill 471 in its original form. And
Mr. Chairman,
yes. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
May I testify?
Please.
My name is Barbara Mikulas, and I'm Executive Director of the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And as Representative Gall said the other day, this bill was mostly as a result of the Council requesting that it be introduced, and that happened in a discussion with which I had with him. And the reason is that we think that it is a big gap in the legislation not to have it be a requirement that all child abuse be reported, and that people have to distinguish who commits the child abuse. And I think Representative Gall explained very well the other day why we care so much about the bill, and I just wanted you to know that it was one of the council's priority bills.
I appreciate that. I thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
If there is no further testimony to be offered, we will lay House Bill 471 on the bill ready file. Take up, at this time, House Bill 114, again another bill we have dealt with previously. Mr. Rendell?
You want a motion?
Is there anyone here to testify on House Bill 114? We do have a Judiciary Committee substitute based on the discussions that were had during last committee meeting. Mr. Rendell, please join us, Commissioner.
Thank you.
I indicated that we have a committee substitute before us that is the result of our discussions during the last Judiciary Committee meeting. Are there any comments that you wish to make in addition to those you made during the last meeting?
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman. The change is on page 23, as I understand it. I think that language should satisfy just about all parties. So if that's acceptable, I think we're in good shape.
Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the committee substitute for Senate CS for House Bill number 114.
Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted. Is there anyone else here to testify on House Bill 114? If there is no one here to testify, I will lay House Bill 114 aside in the bill ready file.
Let's be getting kind of long.
I'd like to take up this time Senate Bill 443. This is for Senator Halpert's bill, and with the concurrence of Senator Halpert, created a committee substitute that would deal with the insurance reporting aspect of tort reform. I spent some time with the former director of the Division of Insurance, Mr. Block, who is now in the insurance business, discussing this question at great length. Mr. Block had a proposed language changes to be made. It appears the major problem in one of the major problems in reporting is the fact that the department does not have an analyst to deal with the information that already comes in on the insurance reports, and they are rather voluminous. I do have copies here of the reports that do come in. I spent some time looking at them and have to concur with those. For example, this is a copy of the of basic profit and loss statement, and these are an expense exhibit, and this is the basic financial statement that comes in every year. There's a great deal of information here, but one thing we don't have is a closed claims information. This bill needs to move as quickly as possible. And what I would like to get the committee's concurrence on is a committee substitute that would require the industry, as well as claims adjusters and attorneys, to report closed claims during a three-year period. It would have to go to finance because it creates a new position in the Division of Insurance to collect and deal with the existing information, as well as the information that would come from the closed claim reportings. And the program would sunset after 3.5 years. I don't know whether 3.5 years is going to be enough time to sunset the program. I presume, for statistical reasons, that would be somewhat short. Committee counsel suggested that we, who is practicing this area of law, that we should perhaps go to a 5-year sunset on that program.
Mr. Chairman, do you want a motion to adopt the committee substitute so we can discuss it?
Please.
I would move that we adopt the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 443.
The committee substitute we've adopted is far more, has a lot of redundancies in it, and what I'd like to do is have the committee council prepare a second committee substitute that would deal with the suggestions that I've received and the research that I've done. Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I've got some questions for John George. I've heard that they now have some problems with the bill. I'd like to ask him, first of all, has he received a copy of the Richard Block proposed amendments?
No, I don't have a copy of that.
I will. Well, what is your position on the Judiciary Committee substitute?
Oh, thank you. Okay, I have a number of comments. The original bill dealt with the surplus lines market, those that don't file that yellow book with us with the financial information. The brokers now report to us premium data. The original bill would have required them to report loss data, which they may or may not have access to. But we felt that requiring them to do that, we would get additional information and would at least send them a message that we want to know about that. The judiciary substitutes imposes additional burdens on the admitted companies, those that file already an annual report and claims data with us, in addition to the burden on the surplus lines market. The insurance companies don't necessarily keep the data precisely the way that the committee substitute would ask them to submit that to us. They could modify their system to provide that, but they would be doing that for one of the 50 states. They like to do things uniformly across the country.
Let me interrupt you, Mr. George. It is not my intent to move on the committee substitute that you have read, but rather to move along the lines that have been suggested by Mr. Block, because I think in the amount of time that we have left, that it's a far more fruitful avenue. It would basically give us the closed claim information that we need and not deal with the other aspects of insurance reporting that are already in place. And I know you haven't had time to read the proposal by Mr. Block. It would add one person to analyze that data and would impose a requirement for closed claims information on insurance companies, adjusters, and attorneys, and then have a sunset date.
Would that amendment apply strictly to the surplus lines market, or would that apply to the admitted market also?
Admitted and surplus lines.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, was it your intention to move this today or to redraft another
subject? I don't think we can move something that we don't have before us and just, with the committee's consent, redraft the committee substitute. And I won't take any more of your time, Mr. George, and at our next meeting, I hope that after tomorrow's meeting, we'll probably be meeting every day at 4 o'clock, and we'll notify your office and get a copy of this as soon as it's drafted.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that if I read Mr. Block's proposed amendment, that would substantially cover whatever amendment that you would
yes.
have to talk about next? Okay. The one comment I would like to make before I leave, and that is we do have market analysts and financial analysts on staff that do a great deal of this type of examination. We have to prioritize because we get so much information.
I realize that.
And we just can't do everything. To the extent that you added an additional person, we would be able to do more specific things and could allocate more to this. It isn't like we don't do this, but we don't have enough people to do everything as much as we'd like. So certainly if you want to add another person to provide additional review of this type of thing, we'd be happy to receive that.
As long as we have the closed claims information, the legislature would be pleased if it could be done with the existing staff. That'd be fine.
Mr. Chairman. Like I told the committee already this year, we only work 14 hours a day. I don't care what you say. Thank you.
Well, we passed that early retirement bill for people like you, John.
Do we add up the number of hours to determine how many years of service you have?
I've got to run. Are we going to move any?
No. With the committee's concurrence, then, we'll draft a committee substitute for 443, have it before the committee at the next meeting.
Have we adopted the judiciary?
Pardon?
Have we adopted this substitute yet?
Yes, we have. And, we'll probably adopt that one. Thank you, Mr. George. Next, I would like to bring a committee substitute for House Bill 238, an act relating to personal leave for pregnancy, childbirth, and adoption. And Kathy Marshall?
For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Kathy Marshall, and I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Women's Commission. We were the organization that initially requested the governor to introduce this piece of legislation. And I just wanted to indicate our support of it and answer any questions that you might have. It's really a very simple bill. It does two things. The first thing it does is change maternity leave to parental leave, thereby allowing either a man or a woman to be able to take leave without pay for the birth or adoption of a child. The second provision in the bill changes the amount of leave without pay that's available from 9 to 16 weeks.
Well, I'm going to support the bill, Mr. Chairman. I've got to run along, but you know, when it's time to move out house bills, I'll support the bill.
Are there any other questions? If not, the bill, has been no opposition to the bill, and I think it's in shape. We've got a committee. We'll thank you, Ms. Martin. We'll put it in the bill ready file. Senator Kelly, if you have to leave now, just two other things. I will be preparing a commit. We did receive the children's waiver bill, which would allow certain minors that commit unclassified and Class A felonies to be tried as adults. I'll try and have that bill in shape for the next meeting. Gail Oreski was ill yesterday or would have had it before us today. I want to move the bill as quickly as possible. It's been a long time coming out. I'm hoping we can do something in the House with it, but at this late date, I'm concerned. This has held it all year.
Are you going to do a judiciary substitute?
Judiciary committee substitute. Some of the portions of this bill were added as compromises two and three years ago, and the reason no longer exists for some of those, in my opinion. Judiciary committee is adjourned.